are the rules we're going to study today? You didn't mention yesterday.
Today we have to study the most difficult rule. Okay. One of the difficult rules.
Pavarna
rule.
What is it?
Pachitya, what is the number?
35.
So then, yesterday who read last? Okay, you read. It is 35, no?
Okay. 我亦当食汝等足食，彼等作如是人，贤者，汝何以食我等足食耶？汝所请之彼等，尚且来我家获取食，或受多食归。其实此婆罗门积钱非难，何以诸大德于我家取食？更于于处取食耶？我岂不能充分供应耶？ 诸比丘闻婆罗门之非难，诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以诸比丘足食矣？更于于处食耶？乃至诸比丘、比丘等食食耶？实然世尊，佛世尊何得？何以彼于人等足食矣？更于于处食耶？诸比丘，此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘。 汝等当如是送此学处，任何比丘食足矣，复取嚼食、啖食者多一提。如是，世尊为诸比丘持理学处。其实诸比丘为病比丘等持来每味之多食，病者不如所期之时，不如所期而食。 诸比丘以此舍弃，世尊闻宣声大声呜声，言具受阿难曰：阿难，其宣声大声呜声是何耶？时具受阿难以此事白世尊，阿难，诸比丘食病者之残食耶？世尊不食。 时世尊以是因说法而告诸比丘曰：诸比丘，听许食病者及无病者之残食。诸比丘应作如是残食法，当说：我于此时皆不虚残食于汝。诸比丘，汝等当如是送此学处，任何比丘食足矣。
复取非蚕食之，嚼食或啖食者多一提。任何者，比丘之意，食足矣。者，之作之时，尽力匹配，之充分而停止。
Okay, a little bit loudly, otherwise they are not loud.
食者五种正食之一时，虽。 食草叶程度亦为食矣。非蚕食者，不作蚕食法而作不净食，不以少食而作，不取少食而作。 不在投食范围内坐，未食静者坐，足食静由坐而立者坐，不言此时皆不虚食，非病者之残食食，此名非残食。残食，残食者，坐残食法而坐，清净食，以手持食而坐，取少量食而坐，于头食范围内而坐，由食以者坐，由足食不起坐者坐，言此时皆不虚食，病者残食时，此名残食。嚼食者，除五种饭食，非食药、七日药、进行受药之外，其余为硬食。淡食者，五种软食，饭粥。那问号是谁？
炒粮。
炒粮啊。炒粮、鱼肉，取食者突击罗，每宴食多一提。鱼非残食有非残食想，而食嚼食，但食者多一提。鱼非残食有已想，鱼非残食有残食想，多一提。非食药、七日药、进行受药之取食者突击罗，每食宴突击罗。于残食有非残食想者突击罗，于残食有疑想者突击罗，于残食有残食想者不犯也。令作残食法而时言，当使作残食法之后时，为他人而食食去，病者之残食，非食药、七日药、进行受药，有因缘而食。痴狂者，最初之犯行者不犯也。
With loudspeakers are very loud, no? Loudspeakers are very loud because there are many people. Can I tell them to close the other windows because a lot of.
那这让人把这车窗也关上，就是这排窗都关上。
还有几个人帮不上，
上面没办法。
So then, okay, now we can read Kanga Vaitari. Now, Kanga Vaitari is a long explanation. So then, because this is a complicated rule, you can tell now to pay attention, no? I will also explain on the whiteboard some points, but now pay attention as much as possible. Then after, if you have questions, you can ask.
假如在退去热冷却而成为凝结的状态， 能见其区分，再能产生满足，在先前息的状态下不再保持。假如放入多量的叶果实竹笋后，即使放入拳头之量的米，假如在煮成食物时可以知道其区分，能产生满足。在非洲的邀请说，我们将供养粥，在食物上撒入水、米、粥、乳后，以请接受粥而施予，即使稀薄，也只是能产生满足。假如投入沸腾的水等煮后而施予，则只属于粥。假如粥中即使才放入芥子之量的鱼肉或类，则能产生满足。除了所说的那些谷与顺应那谷的米外，由其他的竹米等或球根跟果实所做的食物，不能产生满足。麦制品名为以麦所制，以其他绿豆等所制的麦制品不能产生满足。炒粮为七谷炒后而制成，乃至浆谷米硬炒热的，捣碎后即使做成粉或米屑，也只属于炒粮。将晒干的米屑或某种米或玉米、小麦等小麦以平等同炒熟的或以玉米炒麦制成的食物的炒粮等非满足。四至五，在鱼肉。假如喝粥者，凡粥只有米粒之量，两块鱼或肉放在一个容器或不同容器而施予。假如为食用那些肉粥而拒绝其他能够满足之食，并不算满足。从那吃了一半鱼一半肉在手中或锅中，假如拒绝其他食物成为满足，即使两种都已食用，口中连芥子之量也无剩余。假如拒绝其他食物不成满足，假如正在食用的不允许的肉由巫家、行医、说善人法、接受钱等所生的不允许食物，而拒绝其他允许或不允许的食物，不成满足。如此当在食用，而在拒绝被伸手，拒绝而被触在伸手所及处所带来的食，所带来的主食时，产生泛满足。知道了那之后，随所犯而知该意，当知此之抉择。进食主食，此中即使才吞咽了一粒饭，假如他在钵口或手中有主食而存有期待，继续食用。而拒绝所说特项的其他主食，则成满足。假如他没有期待，继续再食用，而在钵等口手中也没有剩余，以及他不想吞咽那时，或想要施予他人，或去了他处后想再食用，即使他拒绝，也未不成满足。处在伸手所及之处内，此中假如比库坐着，从座位的最后边算起，假如比库站着， 从脚跟的边算起。假如比库躺卧，以躺卧的肋之后那边算起，无论施主坐着、站着或躺卧，除了伸出的手外，凡是脚近的身分肢体，以其内边为限定后，之间的两肘半距离，当知为伸手所及处。只有带来的主食处在那里之后而拒绝者，才成满足，而非从那里之外迟来，为了对方接受而带来处在伸手所及处之内。假如临坐坐着的比库将钵放在手中或钵架上而未迟来，再说请你接受食物而拒绝那食物也没满足。将装在篮子的食物带来后放在前面的地上，也只是如此所说的方式。在取出或去除少量后说请接受时而加以拒绝，则成为满足。取了篮子的食物对供食者说，我将持其他的食物，而只是做了拿取，供食者只是拿取那而施予，因此只是以带来那时从那为了想要施予而拿取时拒绝成了满足。假如供食者只是接触，他只拿取其他的食物，从那为了想要施予而拿取时拒绝者未成满足。假如再以视而摇取，即使在两者同样拒绝，只是成了满足。您做比库在施予时盖着另外的钵，您为拒绝他人所带来，因为没有成了满足，拒绝始终以言语所带来的主食拒绝无效。以摇动手指等身体变化，以够了不用给了等词语变化而拒绝由身体带来的主食成为满足。假如施主带来一有肉的汤，他说请接受汤，你不听了后加以拒绝，没有成为满足。假如再说请接受肉汤而加以拒绝，成为满足。假如再说请接受这个而加以拒绝，只成为满足。假如肉与汤个别做而后说请接受肉汤，即使假如有芥子这样的肉块而加以拒绝，成为满足。假如没有肉块，则是适合不成满足的。以竹笋、菠蜜等人肉混合后一起煮，取的那食物后说请接受笋羹，请接受菠萝蜜羹，即使如此也不成满足。为什么以不是为满足的名称而说故？假如再说请接受鱼肉羹或请接受这个而加以拒绝，则成满足。在此这里只是简略详细在普端言所说的，凡在行走等威仪满足，只要不改变扰乱那威仪，即使食用未做鱼食法非剩余的，即使不是剩余的，不是多出的之意。假如为已做成允许的七种维纳亚的工作干马之方式而做，由非病者所多出的，因此在律藏文句分析中说，未做成允许的净等，此中凡果实或球根根等未以五沙门允许净而做成允许的，以及凡不允许的肉或不允许的食物， 行为不允许的，若对那不允许的食物，这一切我都够了，而如此做成了允许法，当知为未做成允许的，未做接受，未有彼故接受，而只是以前面的方法做了允许法，未举起而做，来想要做净允许的彼库，没有令做于施法的彼库取举起或拿取，除去即使少量的主食而做。四，未在身手所及处内而做，来想要做净允许的彼库，处在身手所及处之处而做。由未以食者做，凡作于食法者，他为食用能够满足的主食而做，以食满足者以起坐而做，这只是容易了解的。未说这一切我都够了，未以语表如此作说出，如此为七种维那亚工作的方式而做成剩余允许的，以及非生病比库所剩余，即使这两者都没有，为未作于施法，以作于施法当之只是那相反的方式。在这里的由以食者做，乃至由邻座坐着的比库，即使从钵中取了一粒饭或一片细肉而做，也成为由以食者做。凡只是在早上如此以食满足而做者，即使在接近正午之时由比库持来的食物，可得以带来做成允许的。假如食用者在那已做成允许的食物撒布其他食物，他不得对那食物再做成允许的。凡可以做那未做的食物，以及可以做那未做的而说，因此在那容器另做时，你首先已做的一切而做那时是不可以的，在其他的容器或其他的食物而做是可以的。如此做了，即使与首先已做的食物混合后，也可以食用，而且并非只是那样，除了那已做的之外，即使其他已满足的也可以食用。而如与未做的末相混合，未相混合，如此清理口和手清净后即可食用。而病者所剩余的，并非只是指已食的生病者所剩余的，而且凡带来为某生病我指定，只要他今天明天或任何时候想要，那是他将食用，当知那一切为病者所剩余的。副食或主食，凡某食现药，假如咀嚼或食用者心堕落，此中所说的方式的满足者，为了吞咽而受未做于食的某种食物，再接受或做，再每吞咽心堕落，在沙瓦提众多比库开始，在一处食用的故事之地，未作于施法，此是这里的随之，非共通之地不命令的三法心堕落，为了食物而接受夜分药，为了食物而接受夜分药的，以及吞咽非食物恶作。同样的，在已作于施法剩余存未作于施法想和疑者，也是恶作。剩余想者， 假如另作于师法后，我将食用而接受者，为了他人而接受者，那些所听许受用的叶分药，以非食而食用者，以疯狂者等无罪。在这里，此三种构成要素：一、已满足的情况；二、食物未作于食法和病者残食，在那事实吞咽，在事实吞咽等其等，只与第一嘎提那学处相似，而此学处已作未作。
So, okay, now before any questions, I will try to give an outline. What are the main points here to be considered regarding this rule and how to avoid falling to pachitya?
在大家问问题之前呢，老师，首先对这条戒可以说比较介绍，然后呢，就可以大概讲一些要点，那个就是，大家如果知道这些要点，就可以避免那个犯这个pachitya。
Enough space. This is how many days now? Many days, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, the same for this identicard.
Identicard, no? Hmm?
This rule is that, let's say in the morning, the breakfast time, the bhikkhu takes food in his bowl, and starts eating. He puts one mouthful in his mouth, chews and swallows. Even little. In that case, he is called bhutari, that he is eaten. Even little amount of the food he has in his bowl, he is eaten. This is bhutari.
然后首先给大家解释什么叫饮食。然后饮食这样，比方说那个早晨吃早饭的时候，然后一个比丘在自己锅里边放了食物，然后他开始吃着锅里边食物，然后哪怕只是锅里边一点食物，他放到嘴里边，然后就要吃了，然后这叫饮食。
Then while eating. Another bhikkhu, or another samayada, or another layman comes close to him, and he tries to offer to put something more into his bowl. And then the bhikkhu rejects it, refuses to take. If he does like that, he is pavarita.
Okay? 这个比丘成为已食之后呢，然后另外一个比丘或者另外一个沙弥尼或者另外一个居士，靠近这个比丘，然后企图往他这个钵里边放一些其他的食物，然后这个比丘拒绝了这个请求，然后当这个比丘拒绝之后呢，他就成为已满足。
So then now, up to this point, become pavarta is no offense.
但是这个比丘成为已满足的时候，他并没有犯任何戒。
He can continue eating.
他可以接着吃。
He can finish his meal.
他可以吃完这顿饭。
So, but if that pavarita bhikkhu, gets up from his seat, and he wants to eat, goes for lunch pindabhata, receives his pindabhata.And he wants to eat this fresh pindabhata for lunch. then by eating that is pachi.
但是这个伊满座比丘，如果他吃完这些早餐以后，他起坐，然后他到午饭时候他又去托钵，然后托完钵以后，他中午他的时候，他又开始吃中午他的这食物，然后他开始他开始当他吃当他开始吃那个吃进那个中午托的这些食物的时候，他就犯了这个八戒定。
Now this rule is to prevent monks becoming too greedy, because if monks go to the house of lay people, they eat only a little bit with the expectation to go to eat somewhere else also. So that is what happened in the original story. And they tell the dayakas in the house, give little. So then he was pretending to go to the other house. And after the dayakas came to know that, okay, he took little in order to go to another house. And the dayakas get offended. Okay? So therefore, this rule is there to prevent monks, if they already refused food, the dayaka wants to give something more, and the monk refuses food. So therefore, then he becomes avada. If he wants to eat another food in another place, then he eats that is pachiti.
Okay. 然后这样一些的主要是方式比库过于贪，比方说那个一个比库到一个居士家里边应供，然后那个居士吃出那个其他方的钵里边供养食物。然后这个比库呢，他想我不想在这家吃太多，我想留着肚子到另外一家去吃。然后他以这种东西把这个居士供养给拒绝了，所以他可能在这家他就只吃了一点。然后这个居士知道这种情况，就感觉自己被冒犯了。然后这也就是律藏里边本来这个因缘就是这样的。所以说如果说一个比丘做了这样的拒绝之后呢，然后他又去另外一个地方，或者那个或者起坐之后他又吃了别的食物，起坐以后又吃了别的食物，然后他发现这叫八戒定。
We'll explain the first word of this rule. If you say in the Vinaya Bhattakara, the first word is Bhutavi. Okay? The word Bhutavi means the monk who has eaten.
然后呢，我那个就是在那个《依钵度脱》里边解释，第一个食物就不是第一个词就是以食。然后那个以食，它是指这个比丘他已经那个吃进了食物。
So therefore, Bhutavi means that the bhikkhu has taken the five bhojanas, okay? Five bhojanas.
这个地方也是这个比库已经吃了五种主食之一。
The five bhojanas is odana. Okay? So, number two it is kumasa. Number three it is sattu. Number four it is mancha, fish. Okay? Number five it is meat. Mancha, man, mancha. Okay?
然后这五种主食是这样的，它是第一种是饭，第二种是麦制品，第三种是炒粮，第四种是鱼，第五种是肉。
So now, these five bhojanas, okay, are the main foods by which this bhikkhu can become pachitya. Others are not included, vegetables, fruits, and it's called other fruit juices, and butter, and ghee, like that. These things are not included. These are only the five bhojanas who the monk has to be careful. Okay.
它会让你犯粗食，这就是这五种主食。然后其他的食物，比方说蔬菜啊、水果、果汁、黄油啊，还有素油这些东西，它是不会让你犯那个粗食戒的。所以说，就是对五种主食特别小心。
So, and this five bhojanas should be in a solid form. not in liquid form.
然后这五种主食它必须是一种那种固体的形式存在，就是菜饭。然后它如果是液体形式是不算的。
Okay. So liquid form means if one wants takes for the spoon, if it is a soup, rice soup for example, is rice soup. If you take with a spoon and you can't see any mark, mark inside the soup from where this you took the spoon, it doesn't leave any mark.Now, if it is solid, if it is solid rice, if you take with a spoon, then you know, there is a hole, a hole there. You know, okay, from where you took. But if it's soup, as soon as you take, again, the hole closes. So therefore, you can't see any mark.
然后这个地方判断这个五种主食是不是液体的标准呢？就比方说这样，你它这个五种主食拿溶剂盛了，然后你拿那个。勺子的那个溶剂，成五种主食这个溶剂里边咬一下，然后如果说这个五种主食当时是以固体形式存在的话，你比方说你咬了一下，如果是非常稠的粥的话，你咬了一下，它会留一个坑，但如果是非常稀的米汤的话，你咬了你拿它是勺子一咬，它那个就像水一样，它不会留下任何痕迹，然后呢，如果是留下痕迹，就是认为是固体，如果不留下痕迹，就是认为是液体。
So, again now, if these bhojanas are mixed, for example, with potato and other carrots and so forth, so, but in a solid form, they are still regarded as bhojanas.
Uh-huh.
For example, you have vegetables, inside the vegetable carrots, there are also rice, rice there. Then that whole dish becomes bhojan.
然后比方说这东西本身可能不是五种主食，比方说土豆或胡萝卜，但是这种食物里边混杂了一些五种主食，比方说米，然后是那只哪怕只有一点，然后哪怕只有一点，然后这整个这个混合的食物都变成主食了。
So therefore now, even if people serve some vegetable, if there are some grains inside, it will be two three grains inside, it is bhojan.
所以说，比方说有人供养一些蔬菜，然后这个那个蔬菜里边有两三粒米粒，然后这个蔬菜变成了主食。
So therefore now the first criterion is that the bhikkhu, receives this, receives, receiving or.He receives these bhojanas, And then, number two it is, he eats, eating, He takes of these bhojanas and roti, eats, even a small amount, even one grain, two grains, it's good enough.
然后这个地方，然后这样还开始讲泛舍俗世界几个条件。第一个条件就是他首先接受了一份主食，然后呢，第二条件他从这份主食取了一点吃了，哪怕只是一点。
So up to now, he fulfilled all the conditions to be Buddhahari. He received this five bhojanas and then eats it. In that case, now he's a Buddha.
然后。满足这两个条件之后呢，他就成为已食了。
We'll explain what means pavarita.
下面解释什么是已满足。
Pavarita means he rejects any further offerings of food. Refuses.
然后这个地方的已满足是指他拒绝了进一步的那个共识。
So now there are how many? Five factors, How to become pavarita?
然后那个要满足那个要泛足食，而且要满足五个要素。
First is called Asanam Panyayati. Asanam Panyayati. That means that that the bhikkhu has already eaten something of the food, okay? It can be seen that he has eaten something from the food. Asana panyayati. Means eating has can the eating appeared. Oh. Eating appeared. That means he has already eaten something.
然后第一个台就是说这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 不，他这样，这他这个他这个地方，他这个地方那个就是就是那个那个《以后的课》里边说的那个知信石。
It means that a donor can be another bhikkhu, or a samanera, or a layman comes in front of that bhikkhu who eats, who has already eaten something, as called, and he has in his hand some food ready to form, bhojana, some bhojana ready to offer to that bhikkhu, to become.who become Buddha. Okay.
然后第二个那个知主时呢，就是就是就是说那个，一个这个比库之外的另外一个一个一个一个比一个比库或者或者上面那或者或者就是，拿了一些这些一些那个主时。
So how to pass it?
然后就是第一个条件是知主时，第二个是
Okay.
Yes.
So explain number two. No.
Yes. I'm just explaining number two.
Okay. Now, number three, it is that this bhikkhu or samanera or layman who wants to offer, he comes so close to the hatha person. Okay.
然后他那个第三个条件，处在身中所依处，就是说想要进一步共识的那个人，他是站在这个bhikkhu的一个身中所依之内。他这个地方一个翻译成说处在身中所及处站立，其实也不一定是站立，对。
And then number four it is he tries to offer it to the other people who is Buddha.
So that means he makes effort with his.
Yes, he makes effort. It's called a bihariti.
The body.
Yes, bodily effort to offer it.
Okay.
He does not stand in hatha pasa only. He makes effort to offer it.
然后第四个要素持施来的意思就是说那个想进一步供养师傅这个人，他不仅仅站在那里，然后他用身体做出了一个动作，这个动作的目的是我师傅供养给这个比库。
Number five, it is that the bhikkhu who is Bhutavi, he rejects.Tells no, I don't need any more food. He can tell it by words. He can tell it by he can indicate by body. Just blocking the other person, the other person, the donor, to offer more food in his into his body.
然后第五个那个知取觉就是一个就是这个比库或者身体手势或者是以语言来拒绝那个这个进一步那个供养的食物。
So now.Up to this point, the bhikkhu who is Bhutavi and he is Pavarito, he has not fallen into any offense. No pachitya, nothing. Okay?
到了这一步的话，这个比库他既是已失，也是已满足的，但是他还没有犯这个巴西边。
So therefore, he can continue eating. Okay, the food he has received on his bowl, he can continue eating. Okay?
然后这个比库如果不里边还有什么食物的话，他可以继续吃。
He can also receive other food. If he likes, for example, he can receive other food. But eat, as called. As long as he does not get up from his seat.
然后只要他还坐在自己，只要他还是坐在自己座位上，然后还没有起坐的话，只要他喜欢，他还可以接受其他食物。
都还可以接受。
对 对，他还坐在座位上，他没起来，他可以坐接着其他食物，然后还可以吃。
哦
，OK。
他拒绝了，还可以吃。
只要你没起坐，然后比方说你刚才那个人跟你过来的时候你就想，然后他另外一个人又过来又过来的时候，然后你没起坐，然后你把他食物接受了，然后再接着吃还可以。
哦。
他不能告诉主，这不是主食，主食
是主食没问题，因为这还是同一顿饭。
So for now, you also, if you take the breakfast, okay. So while eating, you sit on the seat and that down, and you go and put everything in your bowl and eat. You have the biscuits there in front of you, fruit and so on, and you start eating. And then a bhikkhu comes and tells one day very good rice. You take this.I don't like that. You reject the wine. Or you can tell, have some good biscuits. Take biscuit. You don't. No, I don't like this biscuit. I like another biscuit. So you reject. Now you have not eaten something from your food. And then after the other people comes and offers you, you reject. Now you become Baba Bhutari Bavari. Up to now, no offense. No problem. So you can eat other foods. Now, for example, another people comes and tells Bhante, this is better biscuit, take this. Okay. No problem, eat. You don't sit, you don't get up. You continue sitting, okay? So, and then you finish, belly full, okay. Now, up to the point you have not got up, if you want to continue eating, okay, you still continue eating.But the time you get up, so there's a problem. The problem is if you want to eat for lunch now, okay, what to do? Okay, I will explain that. That is where the problem arises. Up to now, no problem. You have to, you become Bhutari, Pavari. Two conditions fulfilled. No offense. But if you get up from your seat, you want to eat something more, and you want to sit down again, problem. That is where.
The rule comes. Okay. 这样是这样。然后比方说，我们在吃那个吃早饭，然后一个比库突然过来跟你说，这我这人很好的米饭或者很好的米干，你吃点吧。然后你可能觉得这东西不是很好吃，然后你就说不好意思，我不吃。然后当你这样拒绝的时候呢，你就变成了以食以满足。然后过了一会儿，然后那个可能另外一个人拿着更好的饼干过来跟你说，在那儿有更好的饼干，然后你这觉得这个饼干挺好的，然后你就把这个饼干接受了，然后吃了，然后但是整个吃的过程中，你都在自己座上，你一直没有站起来，然后你就可以一直吃，然后那个也可以接受新的食物，一直到你吃饱为止。但是如果你吃饱以后站起来了。然后你又想吃午饭，就是站起来之后你就吃感觉吃这顿早饭还不够，你想再吃一顿午饭，那这种情况应该怎么办？这样这些下面给大家解释
主食的，
就是这样给大家解释。
Now here we have to discuss this. Now for example, even a bhikkhu who is near you, he want to offer you something. Take this. No, finish. Bye-bye. Okay. So, just a bhikkhu close to you. And, but if that bhikkhu, he has his bowl like that, tell you, I could think, take. He tells you to take. He does not move his bowl to give to you.
Okay.
And you tell, no, I don't like. No, Baba. Okay? Because, here it is, the factors, abhiharatina. Abhiharati. He does not make the effort to offer to you. Okay? There is no power. Even if you tell, no, I don't like, so then no power.
Okay?
The same way, if he is that bhikkhu or samadhar, it is beyond hatapasa. He tells one day, look, come, I will give you this. But he is far. You don't go. You tell, no, I don't like. So it's then because he is, you and he is, as well, far away, beyond hatapasa, still no problem, no pavada. So even if he has got bhojanapada, if he offers an apple, and you don't know, no problem. Okay. So then,
okay. 然后呢就是跟那单就已经满足情况，就不一定可能是就不一定是一个人走到你跟前，然后给我给你过两手，可能就是你比方说你把十五块钱给你说，他拿自己的波，那个那个他肯定说你看是我这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这不这 还有种情况就是比方说那个他那个来观望你的食物人他站在一臂之外，他站在一臂之外，然后这个时候你拒绝他这个无证主持的这个供养邀请也不算一满足。还有一种情况就是他供养他是供养食物，但是供养不是无证主持，比方说供养是苹果，那是这样的话你把我拒绝也不算一满足。
So, now if you want to avoid become pavarita, to avoid become pavarita, because you want to eat for lunch, okay, if you want to eat for lunch and not to become pavarita, so.You can put a plate in front of you. So, and if somebody comes and says, Bande, take good rice. You can tell, okay, you put on the plate. You take. So, you don't reject. You tell him, just put on the plate. So then, and if you like to eat, you can eat. If you don't like to eat, you just leave it on the plate. Okay?
他说为了避免就是说那个在那个吃早饭的时候成为那个一满足这种情况，你可以这样做，就是在吃早饭的时候在那边放一个盘子，过那个一个盘子，然后这个别说也是吃早饭的时候来供养食物，然后那个他供养食物的时候，那个你不拒绝他，你说你把放盘子里。他放在盘子里，他放在盘子里之后呢，你喜欢吃你就吃，你不喜欢吃就一直把放在盘子里。这种情况下，你并不属于一满足，因为你并没有拒绝。
So this is for bhikkhus who expect to eat for lunch. Now, those monks who eat bhutanga, for example, they take one meal. They don't care. It's called. There is no problem with them because they think even if they reject, don't reject, it's no problem because they know after they get up, they are not going to eat any meal for lunch. They are not going to eat lunch. But those monks who expect to eat lunch, if they come pavarita, that it is where actually becomes complicated. All right?
就我们使用这个放盘的这种策略，是因为那个就是有些比库他吃完这些早饭之后，他要吃午饭了。那所以说你不一旦，但是一旦吃早饭的时候你成为这种一满足的，那你就没很难吃午饭了。所以说对这种想要吃午饭的比库呢，这种做法是有用的。但是对于那种吃那种一坐食偷行的那种比库来说，他就无所谓了，因为他反正他就只是一坐食，他那个他从这座起坐之后呢，他就不再吃饭。那对这种人来说。
Now, this kind of problem can arise very easily if we go for house dana, the people's house, and eat. And easily to become pavarita.
他说这种情况就是这种租食界呢，就是在你说居士家里边要请居士家吃饭的时候，是比较容易犯的。
So in that case now, if you go in house dana, it's better to have a plate in front of you. Plate in front of you. Eat, because now, while you're eating, people, they try to put you something more into the bowl. And sometimes, one after another, they try to put you, Pandit, take. And then, I mean, you can't eat because you have a certain limit. You know, they're not going to eat. So in that case now, what to do, you put a plate in front of you. And you tell him, put on the plate. And then people put on the plate. If the plate is full, the people are there. Okay, now they understand. Some people are clever. They say, okay, this people doesn't want anymore. They understand. But still, some people I've seen, they don't understand. They put the second plate there and put more.
那他说这个情况，所以说你在那个就是家里边那个烧酒吃饭的时候，最好眼睛放盘的。然后那因为你在那个就是家里边是不想吃饭的时候，他会不停往你不停玻璃放食物，他们放这食物并不一定都是你想要的，所以你就跟他们说你可以把这食物放盘子里边。然后呢，这个盘子满了以后呢，一般来说有些巨石，他也是比较聪明，其实也明白了，你这盘子看都放满了，然后就可能就知道这个巨石也不就这个比库也不想要更多了。但是有些巨石呢，就那个张老师，有些巨石呢，就一个盘子放满之后，他会再给你第二盘，然后接着往里面放。
So now, what happens if the bhikkhu becomes Buddha and Bhavad? So, as I told you, no offense. But if that bhikkhu gets up from his seat and he wants to eat another meal, okay, maybe for lunch, even before lunch, he goes again for peanut butter. That is where actually this rule comes. Now this rule comes into action. Okay, how the bhikkhu should behave. I will explain this part.
然后下面就开始解释，然后就因为他就是说，这个比库若仅仅是成为以食和衣满足，他是无罪的。但是问题是，这个以食和衣满足的比库，他洗足之后，他想吃下一顿饭应该怎么办？然后张现在给大家解释。
So according to this rule, the bhikkhu is prohibited to eat any other food. Okay. Any other food. Even the food.If something has been left over, become left over in his bowl, but he gets up and thinks, I will eat it later. And he wants to eat that food what he has remained in his own bowl. Even that he can't eat. If he gets up from his seat.
然后他说，根据这条线呢，就是说那个这个就是说他，然后这个以食以满足，并且已经起足了这种比库呢，接下来他原则上不让吃任何其他食物的，哪怕是他早晨他自己那个钵里边是剩下的食物，他都不可以吃。
So then, but the Buddha allowed a way how to.Make a special vinaya procedure. Vinaya procedure in order the bhikkhu who has Buddha Vipavarita to eat lunch. Okay, if he wants to eat lunch, another meal after getting from his seat. And I am going to explain this procedure, which is somehow complicated, but you have to understand in order to avoid not to fall into offense.
然后他说那个。但是对于这种比库呢，就是说他已经以身上一满足上已经起足这种比库，然后他想吃下一顿饭的话，就是说他会开启了一种戒律上的手续，然后呢，然后对这种比库，他想吃的话，他会通过这种手续，再吃更多的食物，这个手续有点复杂，那个但是如果你有这种需求，你必须要知道。
So.Now the vinaya procedure is to make, for example, if he goes now here in Pindapada, we'll go for lunch Pindapada, we'll go about 10 o'clock like that. So now a bhikkhu, he is Buddha Vipavarita. So then he got some from his seat, and he thinks, I have to take my lunch also, breakfast is not enough.I take my lunch, and he comes here at 10 o'clock to receive peanut butter. Okay, if he receives a peanut butter, up to now, so he has to receive it with intention to make it allowable, kapya, to make it allowable. Okay, he has to receive with this intention. Therefore, at 10 o'clock,He knows that he is Buddha Vipavarita. If he receives any food, he must know that he can't eat this food. He has to go and make special procedure to another monk. He has to another monk and meet another monk. And I will tell how to do this procedure in order to make it allowable, this food, for him to eat.
然后他说呢，就是说，比方说，现在有一个比库 A， 然后他已经成为已食已满足的这个比库，然后那个他那个就是，然后这个时候虽然他可以接受食物，但是接受食物他已经不能吃了。然后这个比库 A 呢，他应该知道这种情况，他必须知道这种情况。然后他在心里面应该，如果他想吃的话，他应该想，我在我吃之前要把这个食物做成一那个可以允许的食物。然后他如果有这种想法之后，他应该去找另外一个比库。
So now.He has to take his bowl, go to the other bhikkhu, and give it to him into his hand, and tell him to make it Alla Mettan Sabha. Alla Mettan Sabha means that it is all this, the rest is good enough for you. Okay? To make it Atirita means leftover food. So the other bhikkhu has to make it leftover food.
So it's Bhikkhu B.
Bhikkhu B.
So it's the Bhikkhu A who has to say Alla Mettan Sabha.
Alla Mettan. You no.
Bhikkhu B.
He has to. Bhikkhu A has to tell it to make it allowable. Okay.
Okay.
To be.
Kapiyan karota bante. So atiriran karota bante like that.
Alla Mettan Sabha.
Bhikkhu A Alla Mettan Sabha.
Okay. He has to tell Bhikkhu A has to tell to Bhikkhu B.
Okay.
You bande make this Alla Mettan Sabha.
Okay.
Means you have to make it.Well, the meaning is to make it allowable to eat as leftover food. This is the meaning of that.
So alam, the meaning of the word alam is?
Alam metan saban.
Alam?
Alam metan saban means all this is, all this leftover, all this leftover food is good enough for you.
Alam means good enough?
Alam is good enough.
Ah, okay.
It's enough for you. It's enough for you. Okay. Okay.
表六十五亿，表六十五，禅师里面，
表六十五啊，
对，第，半边才说的是第七条，
不是我主要是
In a bit ago it is stated no, after the story after before the rule,let me see.Before the rule, the Buddha tells Alla Mettan Sabha.
对，然后他这个地方主要是那个积极性，好像那个盖比库不是很明确，就是哪个比库是盖比库，我主要确实还是这个问题。他说这样是这样，他说那个然后这个比库 A 呢，就是说那个他已经成已满足这个比库呢，然后他想把这个他想把新接受的事物成为被允许的话。他应该那个他应该拿着自己的钵去找另外一个比库，然后亲手把这个钵交到另外一个比库手里，然后交到另外一个比库手里之后呢，然后这个比库可以说阿拉姆伊塔萨巴，然后这个意思就是说这个自己足够啊，大家可以参考那个借条上面那个表六十五。
So then Bhikkhu B has to take the bowl of Bhikkhu A and.Has to take some rice grains or something like that out of the four bhojanas, which are inside the bowl, which are in solid form. They have to take them and chew them and swallow. And then, after he is eating, Bhikkhu B has eaten it, then he should hand over this bowl back to the Bhikkhu A and tell him, Alla Mettan Sabha. Now it is allowable for you.Means all this kind.
So this is Bhikkhu B who said Alla Mettan Sabha, no?
No. Bhikkhu has actually to remind Bhikkhu B to make it Alla Mettan Sabha. And after the Bhikkhu B has already eaten, he tells, okay, now it is Alla Mettan Sabha.
But before, you told me that it is Atiritan Karota Bandit, something like that.
Atiritan? No. Atiritan, I told you as well, to make it allowable. Allowable means this is a way how to make it allowable.How
yes.
to make it allowable?、
Okay.
You make Alla Mettan Sabha.
Okay, so the Bhikkhu has to tell this Alla Mettan Sabha first, and then after this Bhikkhu ate some amount of bhojana from this bowl. And again, this Bhikkhu B tell to Bhikkhu A again, Alla Mettan Sabha.
Yes, that is why Bhikkhu B has actually to make Alla Mettan Sabha.
Okay,
but Bhikkhu has to remind him what、
okay.
to do, because Bhikkhu B does not know how to do, what to do.
Okay. 然后呢，这个就是另一个比库，就是比库病，然后他接到这个比库的波，然后他正从这个波里边取出一点主食，不管是无种主食，任何一种都可以取出一点主食，然后放到嘴里边，然后吃，然后咽下去。然后这个时候呢，比库病再把比库的波信任还给他，然后能还给他的时候说那个阿拉梅达三宝，就是还是这句话，就是第一次那个。这然后比库币说这话意思也是次一足够，就是比库一说那个次，比库一原来对比库币和比库币对比库一说是两句话同一句话，只不过原来比库一对比库币说这句话的意思是提醒他做什么事，就是然后让比库币后来做出那个说这句话才是，就是对他来说，对比库币来说次一足够，然后这个东西对比库币来说才是，
就说一定要满足这两句话说好了才能继续用它，
是。
第一个比库他说了这句话，只不过是说提醒。
对，是提醒。
就是我想吃这个饭，我已经满足了。
啊。
我拿那个锅到另外一个比库这面前，我跟他说。
啊。
然后什么。
对对对。
他取了我的锅，拿了点主食吃。然后什么。
对。
还给你以后。
啊，对。
就可以继续吃了。
再还给你，他也要说那个阿拉米他下班，因为他要说是这次已足够，次已足够意思，对他来说足够。
对。
对他说足够，那剩下不就是餐食吗？对，
就是说我过去的时候，我要先说这句话。
你说是为提醒他，对。
就为了提醒你。
对。
上面拉不行。
啊？
上面拉不行。
哪个上面？你说 B 上面还是 A 上面
？B。
So he's asking that is it lovely if we could be the something?
No, he might be Biku.
必须是 Biku。
Yeah, he might be Biku. This is Vinaya Karma. It's like a Vinaya procedure.
他说这事干嘛呢？这个就是上面还是不能做的。
那这个手续是那个前提是一起做还是一起做？
什么？你他是他当然说对，你说是比库币还是一起做还是比库？比库当然他已经起做了，他需要做这个手续。如果他整个过程都没起做的话，他给这事根本不需要做这个手续。
啊，就是说如果没起做可以吃第二顿饭。
就是这样，你比方说你第一顿早饭吃完了，然后你吃完以后你没有起来，你就在这打坐，然后就等下一份食物给你，等下一份食物给你，然后下一份真的把食物给你了，然后你过了一个小时两个小时，你又把新给你的食物吃了。
就是说我们吃完早饭以后起来托钵，那就属于
对起坐。
So now actually Bhikkhu A can go to Bhikkhu B and tell him, Bandi, you can make this.Leftover food, okay, in any language. But whether the other people can understand it, therefore now the most common word we use, alametasava. But they make this alametasava. Maybe some people they know it, maybe they don't know it.
Okay.
You have to explain. If you have found some foolish people who does not mean it at all, you have to find another one.
Okay. 然后，但是实际上就是那个比库伊他说那个提醒话呢，按理说应该是请把这个食物做成餐食，而不是说自己足够，就是按说应该是说那个请把这个做成餐食，然后这个请把它做成餐食，你也可以用任何语言说，不一定用非语巴利语说，但是呢，这个比库币可能是很愚蠢的比库，他可能完全不懂戒律，所以说你先提醒他应该说什么，就是你是先把自己足够这句话再说上，然后他如果知道怎么做的话，上他就说自己足够，然后你就变成餐食就可以吃。
如果这个人他故意啊，他知道你想吃他，你给我拿过来剥东西。
他想吃你的东西。
不是，他知道你拿这个剥过来提醒他，就是要把这个变成餐食，他可以继续使用。但是他拿好剥以后，你不说吃一口他还给他吗？他可以一直吃下去吧？就是说他可以这样做。
He's asking that. So after this, Bhikkhu A handed over his bowl to Bhikkhu B. So if Bhikkhu B likes his food, likes the food in this bowl, is it love for Bhikkhu B to keep eating again and again and again like that?
You find some very very greedy monk is dangerous. So it is not allowable. This is actually Vinaya procedure.It's symbolic, symbolic action. Okay, it's not just to consume the food. So then, therefore now, and that is the difficult part actually from the Vinaya procedure, to find a bhikkhu who is understanding. So because you might find some bhikkhu who does not understand, he does not have any clear understanding of this procedure, and tell why you trouble, you say, just eat, why you give him to me, he will tell. Or he would take the ball and go sometimes. So that is how actually you have to find the bhikkhu who is called to trouble some other bhikkhu. Okay? That is the thing actually which you feel ashamed to trouble other bhikkhu for these kind of things. So then, therefore now you must be careful in the morning not to become pavarita like this. So otherwise it is at lunchtime you have to find, shall I meet this bhikkhu, that bhikkhu understands or does not understand, and whom to meet. So you are actually in the crossroad, and you feel embarrassed sometimes.
然后他说呢，他说这个，这个干嘛？这个象征性的仪式，并不是让你拿了之后呢，然后那个就随便吃。然后他说这个，这个地方，善善于这个仪式，所以这个给比库一直制造一种麻烦，就是说这个意义是一直在于给比库一直造一种麻烦，就是说你当你成为一满足的时候，然后你又想另外吃饭的话，你必须找一个能够理解你的这种需求的。 你要找一个能够理解你这种需求的比库，因为你可能你把波儿给另外一个比库之后呢，另外一个比库可能根本不理解你为什么了，他说可能会说这是你的波儿，这是你的事，你该给我干嘛，你自己拿试试。然后还有一些比库可能就像你说的那种很贪的，直接看一看是好事，然后自己拿走了，这也是一种比库。所以说呢，就是如果说一个比库A他成为已经满足，然后他又想吃下一顿饭的话。 然后他可能会觉得我做这种事儿，因为要麻烦另外一个比库，自己会觉得惭愧。所以说也是，所以就是这个原因呢，就是大家尽量就是在早晨吃饭的时候，不要让自己成为已经满足的，因为成为已经满足的，成为已经满足之后呢，就是你在那个吃下一顿饭和麻烦别人之间就要做一种抉择。
那这个。Now, and if you become everyday pavarita, big problem. So then other people will get scared from you.
然后你要是明天早上变成一满足的情况，这很大问题。然后其他比如可能都会被你给吓到。不能明说吗？
啊？
做这个事不能明说啊？你什么叫明说？能跟我说一下？就说过去饭店我已经已满足了，但我想吃个饭，我们做这个干嘛？
啊？
就直接说呀，不要什么我。
他说已满足，那人听到你满足，有可能你的东西蛮好吃，全部拿走了，你就没有吃了。
So he said that,
so after this bhikkhu become pavarita, so is it allowable for this bhikkhu before he handed over his bow to bhikkhu B? He informed bhikkhu B like this, Bante, now that I already became pavarita, so but I want to eat this bowl of food, so please help me. Do this when I come together with me. So is it allowable?
No problem. He can tell everything. But the main thing is actually he should make the other people understand that he has to be done alametasana. And some people, they don't know how to pronounce this. They don't know what is this. You can teach him also. Teach him. Okay? You can teach the other people. how to do that. And how to pronounce this also. So if he pronounces, he eats something, and then swallows it, and then he pronounces correctly, okay.
然后他那个，然后这个地方，就你像像像像像你刚刚说那话，都是可以说，但是他问题关键在于就是你说了之后要保证那个对方可以理解，因为就是说有些比库根本不知道成语，他不知道怎么根本不知道怎么做，有些人他虽然知道该怎么做，但是他不会发这个音，然后呢，然后所以这种情况下你要记第一你要教他怎么做，第二你要教怎么样正确发音，然后呢，然后他不他教会了之后呢，然后不给他取了东西吃了，然后把这个音这句话这句话一说出来，然后就没问题了。
那说的这句话，这个人也变成已满足了，已足食了。
So he's asking that, so after this bhikkhu B told Alametasabha, he himself also become pavarita.
He himself become?
Pavarita. Pavarita, pavarita.
No, no, no. He doesn't become pavarita. Pavarita means he has to reject, no. Reject. Reject,
okay.
He has to reject. Pavarita means to reject food. Now, bhikkhu B doesn't reject food. He just eats and gives back.
然后他那个，然后是对比库比来说，他并没有成为乙族食人，因为那个他并没有拒绝你，他只是吃点东西，然后把那个不还给你。
乙干果不这个意思，
乙干不大的。
对，
乙库比乙干不大的。
啊，
每天在天气很少。
他没有成为乙满族，他只是成为乙食而已，他吃了一些东西。
那就
不
好。
So, but I'm telling you now, these things, you can't do it every day, you know. So that is the one you have to learn this rule very well. So in order to avoid becoming pavarita, yourself.
所以说这样建议大家，就是做餐食法这种东西，都不是每天都能做的。所以大家好好学习了解，就是尽量避免让自己成为那种一满足的。
就这一期昨天说的辗转食啊，就是我去两家，一个早饭一个中饭的话，我早饭一定前面要放一个盘子，不要到中饭去硬供就不能硬供了。
他对他
对吧？就是这个，
他刚才说的就是这个意思。
两个很容易犯。
对。
So now even during lunch time, now Punyaratana he comes on for lunch time. Now you can only put it in lunch time. It's called now if you take in your bowl and you start eating.And after eating, somebody comes and offers biscuits. So then, and you don't know, I don't like. Now, you want to pavarita. Become pavarita. Lunchtime, pavarita. And then after eating half of your bowl, you think, I have to go to the toilet. And you leave the bowl behind, get up, go to the toilet, and come back. Can't eat. So you have to take your bowl, make another
pico
and make another
sauce. Okay, no problem.
然后他说呢，就是说，这种成为一碗粥情况，不仅吃早饭，也有吃午饭的情况。比方说你，比方说你，然后呢，这样说你只吃午饭，然后那个你只吃午饭，可能是在午饭时候有人给你过两箱三方饼干，然后那个你说你拒绝了，然后你不行，我不喜欢这饼干，就拒绝了。然后这在当你拒绝的时候，你也成为一满足。然后比方说你接着吃饭的过程中，然后你上去，我有点内急，我是上厕所，然后你上个厕所，上厕所回来之后呢，你在玻璃上的时候，你不能直接拿起来就吃，你得就是找另外一个比库做餐食法时候才能吃。
饼干是麦制品吗？饼干是麦制品吗？
So he's asking that is biscuit considered as kumaso or not?
No, no, it's called Satun.
Satun
means it's called flour.
Okay.
我在吃，拒绝了主食了。当我吃好玻璃东西饿，但我又不能起来，我也不想做这个程序的话，能不能叫上面人帮我去取食？就我坐在那里等呀。我说我要吃，那你赶快帮我去拿过来吃。这样可以吧？
So he's asking that. So then. So during lunch time, he already became pavarita.But then after he finished all the food in his bowl, he feel that, I'm still hungry. I like that. So in that case, he cannot stand up and then take some food and directly eat. So because in that case, he will fall into this kind of offense. So because of that, so he called another samurai, please come here and get some food for me from the table.
Yeah.
No problem.
怎么自己不去拿？为什么这么近的路让我拿？我没搞懂，知道吧？
他需要你手术，最起码他需要你手术。
没有手术，他就是要那个米饭。他让我把整个盘子端过来，好了，拿了就咬了。他没起作嘛？我
对对，
有疑问的问一下，奇怪了，
对
吧？是的。早晨就是你成为这个爬了什么？然后那个中午脱锅的时候，那个桌子上不是有一盘子，就是大家舍出来的那个米饭吗？我就不下去脱锅了，我来晚点，我直接去那个盘子里边，当然是说我确保这盘子已经是手脱过的情况下，我直接盛那盘子里的被其他尼姑舍出来的食物吃，行不行？
就是你已经成为那个一满足了。
对，我已经成为一满足了，我吃那盘子里舍出来的米饭。
So he's asking that, so you know that every day after breakfast, there will be a plate of leftover rice, what's called, being placed on the table. Leftover, usually it's the leftover rice from those Pinapatika monks. They will put their leftover rice in the plate on the table. So before lunch, the table is still there. So he's asking that, so if he already became Pavarita during the breakfast time, and he does not want to go to the lunch Pinapatika, so is it allowable for him directly goes to that plate and takes some rice from that plate? Without doing any procedure.
In the morning, that plate is not left over. Because the lay people, actually, they bring it from downstairs. From downstairs for monks who come late, no?
No, that is another plate.
In the
morning, I have no
So he's asking about, do you know after this sharing of food, so after the lunch Pinapatika, so you could have been conducting the ceremony, sharing food with all the monks, So after the ceremony, many bhikkhus both become overburdened with rice, you know, because of that, so that he puts some leftover rice in a plate. So he's asking that. If a bhikkhu who already became a pavarita during the breakfast time, and he does not want to go to the lunch Pinapatika, so is it allowable for this bhikkhu to directly take some food from that leftover rice plate?
I don't know how they done it, or what kind of idea they put this plate there. It is just leftover. I don't know how they do it.
Leftover rice, because you know after this kind of. A food sharing ceremony, some part of the rice has been spoiled.
Spoiled
because it's mixed up with some other kind of pattern, because you're always putting down like that. So it's spoiled with other patterns. And
it's mixed up.
Yes, it's mixed up. So some monks don't like that. So they just give it into that plate.
Put in that tray?
In that tray, yes.
With intention to give up, they don't like it.
If you look at it in that tray, you understand. Most of those rice are mixed up with some other kinds of curries.
I don't know what it is, because now, let me see, because it says Atirita, no?
Mm-hmm.
So then, yes, can be eaten. This is atirita, no? It's leftover.
Mm-hmm.
Leftover foods which other monks, they just scroll. But the thing is that leftover means, this is why I'm in doubt, because leftover means after the monk has eaten from his bowl, and the rest he puts on a tray, that is leftover.
Okay.
All right? Before it's not leftover.
Oh, okay.
Because the monks here have not eaten.
Yes.
That is a difference.
Okay.
We have to explain this.
他是这个，他不能当成餐食，因为是这样，餐食定义就是说他自己的锅里边吃了一点食物，剩的那餐食，然后他这个分享食物，然后放在那里的话，他是实际上分享食物的时候根本没吃，然后分享完食物他也还没吃，然后直接就搁那里放在那儿，对吧？就是他还没他给这些料理，这本米饭，这样的话是这么顿饭餐食，因为就他根本没吃。
那他就是说，有些比库他吃完了，然后发现有些什么就是甜点、面包什么的，然后他没就吃不了了。
啊，
就那些东西他 放回去的，那个是什么才是什么？
So he is asking that, so some bhikkhus, after they finish their meal, so they will put some remaining sweetmeats or breads or biscuits into the trays on the table. So in that case,
yes, that case is okay.
So he's asking that. So if he already became Pavarita, is it allowed for him to directly go to that room where the biscuits are being stored there in that room? The biscuits are being stored there. So is it allowed for him to directly go to that room and take some the biscuits there?
No, because now these bhikkhus are not left over there. They are supposed to be taken, by monks and so forth. They're standing there because you go monks. Whatever it is already there and so forth is supposed to be eaten for another one. They are not supposed to be leftover food which to throw it away like that. So leftover food is called nobody is going to eat. It's what is leftover means nobody expects to eat that food. This is the meaning of that rule. You don't eat now, for example, because monks they took milk powder in the morning, then the rest is left over. Not like that. Because the expectation is to preserve that, not as a leftover thing. But for any monk it's fresh to take. Okay? Mm. It's like on the table you have rice and so forth, and then one monk takes. Then another monk takes. So they go in, but still that rice is not left over because they are supposed for all the monks to serve. It is for serving purposes.
It is not for just. 他说因为他说这个道理就好比方说那个你下面托钵手，托钵手那居士不是拿一个大盆往你钵里边盛米饭吗？你不能说他往一个比库钵里边盛了一勺米饭，然后这个比库走了，下一个比库来的时候，他拿到米饭全部是残食，不是那么回事。他说因为这个原因是这样的，原因是那个你残食这个东西呢，就是说这个比库他吃那个吃了一口，吃了一口，然后把剩下东西把剩下东西放弃的时候呢。他怀着这个想，就是说我这东西我不需要，这个想，以这个原因他把这个东西放弃出来了。但是你比方说你在这儿拿饼干或者拿奶粉的话，对，比库他是拿了那个需要自己所需要的，然后那个然后我剩下放在那里，但是他放在那里的目的并不是因为这东西自己，并不是因为他自己东西不行，而是他放在那里他的目的是为了保存。
我看了很多比库在那里吃饭，起坐了在那里去吃。
可以啊，他其实他没有拒绝任何东西，他吃饭过程中他没有拒绝，因为早晨他因为这条线早晨，
他就说他没有以足食的条件，所以他过去吃了。
对，因为这早晨他们一般是不会给你那个，就是有时上班他到处走，然后那个什么。
如果一个比库起来以足食了，他拒绝了东西，他还想吃饼干和那个冲奶粉的话，这怎么办？再把饼干跟奶粉倒在锅里面去找。
你的意思是可不可以把就是让上半年来把饼干收给你，然后那个再找另外一个比库去那个什么？
对，这些饼干不可能倒在锅里，奶粉倒在锅里。
我可以帮你问。So he's asking that, so if a bhikkhu who already became a pavarita, pavarita at breakfast time, but after breakfast he wanted to take some biscuits from that room. So then he asked examiner.To get this biscuit offered to him, and then he takes this biscuit to another bhikkhu and say, "Allow me to serve them like this."
Yeah, it can be done. This is the procedure.
Okay,
you must understand that these biscuits are there for serving purpose. Serving purpose. It's not just to regard this leftover like to throw it away.
Okay,
that is different.
对，然后这肯定是没问题的。就是说你比方说你已经足食了，然后想吃那个饼干的话，你先让那个饼干上面来给你收一下，收之后，你拿那个饼干找另外一个比库， 然后再重复重复刚才那条程序，然后就可以吃。当然你必须要理解一点，就是说这个饼干就是你必须得你那个地方的饼干就是你做了餐食之后它才是餐食，并不是它本身就是餐食，它是应该是储存
在。我现在明白。
对。
但是就是放在锅里面，什么容器我放过去将饼干去。
So he's asking that. So while he's doing this procedure, is it necessary for him to put this biscuits into his bowl, or he can just put this biscuit in his hand and then hand it?
No problem. You can put in his hand in a plate in a bowl.
Okay.
Anything he has to make it alamante sabah. Okay.
Okay. 那这个容器是用手还是什么容器都无所谓，关键是要按那条程序来做。So he is asking that if during the breakfast time, if nobody offers him any food, and he didn't reject anything, but he has a feeling that, oh, now I'm full. I'm not going to eat any more food that day. So in that case, if this bhikkhu is this kind of sanya, will he become a pavarita?
No way, no, because no, pavarita means, it's called another daika comes and offers him. This number two is not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is not fulfilled.
Number four,
number
is,
four
not.
Is not. Four is not fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
And
number five is,
Patikepa is five not fulfilled. Because he does not make any movement to reject any food.
他说这个一乘元素是五个要素里边后四个要素都不满足。对，所以说这是不，这肯定不是素食。
就是吃午饭之前，我们就是有那供养给那个禅师的有一些那个即时供养的一些东西呢，禅师呢会分享给我。他让那沙弥拉呢站在大门口，把这些东西呢分给那个要吃托钵的人。
那么当时你们还没托钵，就是还没开始吃东西。
但是这个比库呢，他有可能已经吃走。这早饭已经吃了。早饭已经吃了以后呢，这个时候呢，我们把这个东西给他的时候，他拒绝。他有这样的情况，他拒绝了。那么这样的条件符合了。那么他回来，突破回来以后呢，到座位上，他把钵一放，他要去拿钵或者什么，这个时候就开始。
我知道，但是他你那个上完站大门口是吧？站大门口，然后那个他往那个比库钵里放食物的时候，那比库还站着。
他用手，
我知道，但是他是走进去的吗？还是说他已经坐下来了？
你坐在他弄完了以后走进来了，但是他是早饭吃的。
我这是吃不吃早饭，这没什么关系。我因为他早饭他没有拒绝任何东西。
早饭是没有拒绝，但是他这个时候拒绝了。
他这个时候我的问题是，他拒绝的时候他是站还是坐着？
是站还是坐着？
他怎么拒绝？
他是站着拒绝，然后现在他又去托钵了。他
去托钵，他把这个钵放下去。放下去以后呢，就去拿粥。然后再坐下。
我补充一点，他拒绝的时候，他还没有吃午饭。
对，我知道，所以我认为是没问题。
但是，我不是说
早饭吃不吃无关。
早饭吃过了以后已经是。
早饭吃过跟粥是没有任何关系。早饭就是你在早饭吃早饭过程中拒绝人一次供养，算粥食。早饭吃过只是成为饮食而已，并不成为一满足。
他饮食了，但是这个时候我就是不弄清楚这个，就是他虽然早饭已经吃过了吧，这个时候他拒绝了，就两个条件具足了：一，他已经吃过了；第二，他拒绝了，对吧？虽然不是在一顿饭吃，但是他也是拒绝。
对，OK。
拒绝是站着拒绝，
弄清楚，对
吧？OK。So he's asking that here in the upper monastery, some bhikkhus, after they have already taken their breakfast. Before lunch, if there's some special dana, irregular dana, from some daikas, to a particular monk. For example, to Ramanyana Siri, in that case. So when Ramanyana Siri will ask, when I'm going to ask a salmon to stand at the gate of the dhanasara, I ask a salmon to stand at the gate of the dhanasara and share that food with all the incoming bhikkhus like that. But during that process, some bhikkhus will reject this kind of offering. So after he rejected this kind of offering, so he went to Pindapat. He went to Pindapat. And then he sat down. And then he got up to go to the table to get some gruel like that. And then he went back to his seat and eat. So in that case, will these people find the offense or not?
So now, in the morning, uh-huh. if these bhikkhus eat, uh-huh. they have not fallen, none of these bhikkhus have fallen pavarita.
Yes.
So at lunchtime, they will go and so forth and out of the Pindapata sala and the Samanara tries to offer them something.
Yes.
And they reject. Uh-huh. Okay. So in that case, now they have not eaten that item. They have uh-huh. not eaten. Means they have, now, they have not become pavarita in the sense that, let's see, in the morning they've eaten, they don't become pavarita, they got up from the seat. Now they're free to eat another meal. Again, another meal they're free to eat. Okay. So then, if the Samanara offers, they have not eaten yet a new meal.
Okay.
Therefore, if they reject that, it's not a problem, they don't become pavarita.
Oh, so that means the first factor is not
for the first factor is not
okay. 他这个问题是这样的，这不犯原因是这样，就是说你吃完早饭之后呢，因为你在吃早饭过程中你没有拒绝任何邀请，所以说你可以吃第二顿饭，然后呢你然后那个上马拉给你供养食物的时候呢，你第二顿饭还没开始吃，对吧？第二顿饭还没开始吃，然后呢，然后这个地方呢，就是说他这个第二条件是在第一个条件之后的，就是说他给你带来主食。但他给你带来主食的时候，你已经满足第一个条件了。
哦，这个顺序必须第一满足第一个条件以后才。
对，但是他给你带来主食，然后你后面去，你是满足后面二三四五，但是第一个条件你从一开始就没满足。
进食的问题。
对啊。
嗯。
还有什么？
那个就是，比如说那个，就是比如说在那个，在这个托钵堂，那个上菜他在分食物，就是在分食物的时候，一些班内在分食物的时候，那个他没有直接说这样去。他说给下一个。他这样，他说给下一个，就是用这样一个方式来。
这
个
然后你要问
一个具体的结果。
他是不是算一满足是吧？
就是他，对，他这样算不算一满足？
So he's asking, he's asking that why one bhikkhu is having a meal. One samaner is approaching and make an attempt to offer him some food. So this bhikkhu said, please give it to the next bhikkhu. Please give it to the next bhikkhu. So in that case, where this bhikkhu
come from? Yeah, same thing. Because he rejects this now. He rejects it. He does not receive it.
这有看区别。
沉默不语呢？继续吃自己的饭，那也没拒
绝。So he's asking, what if this bhikkhu becomes keeps silent?
Keeps.
Silent.
Yes, silent means also patikepa, means you refuse. It depends on the setting. Now, setting means if the other bhikkhus, for example, lay people, they come and offer, they try to offer and so on. Now, they try to put you into the bowl. So then if you become silent, finish, you have to receive it. So because now if you become silent, usually they will think, okay, this monk is silent, means he is consenting.
Uh-huh.
Consenting, they will put you into the bowl. So therefore now, sometimes being silent does not work. So then people understand, you become silent, that means you accept. And they put you into the bowl. So therefore now, it does not work. But it depends how the other person understands it. Therefore, now silent is a little bit back. So now, being silent doesn't mean anything. So, but if the other person takes it as a refuser and so forth, then becomes patikepa, pavara.
Oh, okay. 他说是这个，就是你保持沉默这件事本身，是不是不带有任何含义，就是他可以理解成任何含义。就是他因为他说因为很多就是很多次演法，就是他给你供食物的时候，然后你他给你他不他不烧身闻，然后你啥都不说，你就在这接着吃，他就认为你想要这食物，然后他就会给你放进去。所以说这个就是你这个保持沉默最后起到什么效果，实际上是取决于给你供食物那个人。然后他说，如果那个供食物的人他就把你这个如果他把这理解成拒绝，不管你是什么意思，他把你这东西理解成拒绝的话，
你就是
拒绝了。
哦，
对。如果你是保持沉默的。
Well, the white policy in the morning is you just accept. Don't reject. Okay. That's called just accept, finish. They try to put in some of the bowl, you put it there, and after you have a plate in front of you, put in the plate. Or you put a plate in front of you. In case, now here, now here, I don't know what is common, because I don't know. I'm not eating the meal here, no? So then, but in case you have some monks around you, friends, they, all the time, take, they try to serve you all the time. Then, so you have to get precautions, okay? You put a plate in front of you. Every day, go to the kitchen inside, take a plate, go to the room. If your friends come, they want to serve you, they'll put in a plate. If you want to receive, you put, receive your bowl. But you know, if you don't eat it, and you just throw it, it's not good. So it's better to put a plate in front of you, and then at least you can put later on the table, or some other monks can eat.
他说这样，就是早晨如果别人问完说比较明智选择，不管不管怎样，就先接受。然后比方说你面前还没有盘子的话，你先把它放在玻璃，然后你吃完之后呢，把这个剩饭再找一个盘子装盘，然后再放桌子上。然后但是最好的话就是刚才之前说的，你吃饭之前先准备好一个盘子，然后他是管什么，你先接着让他放，对，然后不
盘也可以用。
So he's asking that if he does not use the plate, is it okay to use the bowl lid?
The bowl lid?
Yes,
bowl lid, anything. I'm telling you, plate and so forth, anything which can put the food there. It can be also paper sheet is also okay.
那个纸任何东西可以，给纸盘也可以。
我想确认一点啊。就像我前面沉默，他当我拒绝了走了，我又变成乙俗世了，对吧？
对。
乙俗世的状态就是说，如果其他的上面人或比库过来给你食物，你还是可以，只要你不起来，还是可以接受吃，还玻璃的食物也可以吃。
对啊，他之前说过。
对对，就确定一下，就这些东西都可以吃。
对。
如果我全部吃光了，没满足了，因为我乙俗世了，我可以叫别人帮我去拿，
对，
都可以不
办。对对，只要不起都是行。
就是那个，比如说那个，就是这些那个给班的那个在一个一个给食物的时候，那个比如说那个他拿那个他放在小盆里，拿那个盘子，然后呢分食物那个人他没有把那个酸奶端起来，这样没有这个动作，只是让他看一眼，就是让他看一眼。
但是你看一眼的时候，你是不是做这个？
没有这个动作，只是就是说，比如说我走这条线，然后这边东西我就是保持这条线，我走。走过去之后给他看一眼，然后如果说，然后这种情况的话，如果说他
拒绝，然后
这个时候拒绝算
不算
一个？就是如果只是给他看，算不算？
那第四个条件
是吧？对对对对对，当然距离是一
问题。对，那就是说第三个条件肯定满。OK， so V is asking about the fourth factor of Abhihariti. So he's asking like that. So where this summoner is distributing, offering food to the bhikkhus during the last time here. So is it okay for a summoner, for example, if he's just taking a tray like this? So he goes to the bhikkhu. He just squirt it down and show this tray to that bhikkhu. And this the distance within one hand of us. So in that case, if this bhikkhu rejected you, will this bhikkhu become bhikkhu or not? He just shows it like that.
Yes, it doesn't, because he does not forward it, no. He has to forward it and tell Bandi take.
He doesn't have to tell, but he doesn't have to tell, but he has to move it forward.
Yes, but you see, Abhihariti. Yes, I got me.
Biharat means he tries to offer it.
Yes.
Tries to offer it. Now, if he just stands like that and tell one to take, if you refuse, no problem.
Ah.
He tries to offer it, means he tries to put you in the bowl. If he tested like that and tell one day good biscuit steak, you don't know, then no problem.
他在那个第四个反应就是他试图把这个东西放在锅里，他那个动作的目的是把那个东西放在锅里。如果他只是拿着这个分解式放，那不拿，这不算。
So I think Gangavitaran gives examples. Let me see, I don't know how to find it.
汤跟酸奶都是主食了，没有啊，汤和酸奶都不是主食，不是你说那个汤不是主食，因为它不是固体，一般来说它们汤都不是固体状态，就是说你拿出来咬一下，它不会留下任何痕迹，对吧？所以它肯定酸奶也不是主食，酸奶当然不是主食，我可以帮你问一下，
有一个发言和什么柠檬制品，它是翻译错了，
柠乳制品是那个麦制品。
而且，如果这按张老姐是应该是大麦制品才算，我会帮你。为什么翻译成牛乳？牛乳是酸奶。它是那个英文是怎么翻译的？我是照英文翻的，我只是照英文翻的，因为介绍上我是照英文的。那英文是不错的。按照我身上这个问题，我专门那个事情，然后他说，看到酸奶。对。那个，然后他的酸奶在帮。也，然后牛乳，然后牛乳那个，我在那个介绍上面里面那个意思，它也不是说那东西可以和牛奶有关，只是说牛乳状制品。
So then, it is also said now, even if another bhikkhu who puts in front of you, and so bhikkhu A puts in front of bhikkhu B and tells Bandit take. No problem. If you refuse, no problem. Because he puts in front of you, he does not try to keep you into the bowl. Yes, in front of you. No problem.
So he is asking that whether yogurt is considered as bodhin or not.
Yogurt?
So he is asking about bean curd. Bean curd, tofu.
No, these are actually kadaniya. Because vegetables, no?
Yes.
Oh, 豆子属于副食。
But who is going to refuse tofu and curd? who is going to refuse curd and cut off?
哪些比库会拒绝酸奶和那个豆腐？豆腐当然不会。But
anyway, no problem.
但不管怎么说，即使你拒绝，也不会成为一满足，因为那不是主食。那个，我想问一下，那个在疑惑度脱里，也就是解释那个拒绝，就什么是拒绝？就说是言语，等会儿，它是就是讲两种拒绝，一共是这样摆手，另外一种说是够了，不用给了。
你是在那个第三十七页吗？还是第三十页？第四十页。第四十页中间拒绝，就有黑体字的那个。拒绝里面有，就是提到两种算是拒绝，身体的动作就是这样，摆手，然后够了不用给了。那我如果是刚才说的是，就是这个动作意思就是说，你把。 你可以供养食物给这个比库，就我并没有说我不要，我只是说你给他，这好像我没有看到。 So he is asking about this concomitant explanation about patikepo. So he's asking that according to concomitant, so if you make a gesture like shaking your finger, or if you said some words like this is enough, please don't give me more like that. So it is considered as a patikepo. So he's asking that so if he make this kind of gesture.
So then this is the meaning. The other person is saying, okay, he doesn't want. It is refusal. It is a refusal.
既不接受，就是说我最终的效果是我没接受这个东西，然后又没有成为这个阻持者，有没有这种方式？就是说当别人给我食物的时候，
So he's asking that is there any proper gesture or proper speech for him? Is there in such case is there any proper gesture or proper speech for him to refuse this kind of offer without becoming provided like that.
因为等一下，我是想解释一下这个原因是这样的，因为有些食物比较少，然后我又确实真的我不爱吃这食物，比如说特别辣或者什么东西，但是这些食物很少，如果我留下了，然后就是其他需要的比库就没有了。
So.He said that he wants to ask you this question because sometimes the food being offered is very scarce, very rare, like that. The quantity is not big. So if he accepts that food, then the other people will be short of that food. They cannot get this kind of food. So in that case, he wants to reject this kind of food without becoming provided. Is there any way to do that?
So, as I told you, the only way it is just as called to have a plate in front of you. You tell the other people, wait, and give him some other bowl. You can tell him, bring me another bowl, give me a cup. That was called, and to put, tell him to put a cup and to keep it there. So, then if you want to give to another bhikkhu, you take that cup after, and give to another bhikkhu.
Or you can give
him. So then, but to tell, as called, mainly to tell the other person, give to another, you just refuse it. This movement, the other person is saying, no, he doesn't want this food.
So is it okay for this? Because after he put this plate or cup in front of him and accept this food, so after he immediately asked another summoner to come and to take this plate or cup to the table in that case?
Yes, no problem. Because actually you receive it from the person, the donor. You have to receive it. Once you receive it, after you can do whatever you like.
但是这个还是原话，一种他已经说过的，就是说你拿个盘子，然后这东西给大家给你之后，你接着放盘，然后我这个盘给下一步。还有一种做法，就是说这个东西也是那个放盘或者放杯，然后他放他你他说放这一之后呢，立刻叫另外上面的人过来，叫另外上面的人过来把再给那个上面的人，然后你可以指挥上面的人再过来给下一步或者放回桌子。不是做任何事。
那就是说。没有方法，全部要接受才是。
对。
那我前面立块牌子可以吗？就是说，no offer， 就国外人看得到，就他不需要，我不需要接受任何事。方块牌子，这个就是
不相应的，是吧？So is it possible for Bhikkhu while he's eating? So he put a notice board in front of him. Don't offer me any food, like that. So in that case, will this bhikkhu fall into any kind of pavarita or not?
It won't fall into offense as long as samaneras and other lay people in bhikkhus do not come close to him in hatapasa.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, okay.
In hatapasa. Uh-huh. So this is also in that case he does not fall into any offense.
Uh-huh. Okay. 只要你立着板之后，然后他那些观想师傅，他们看到这个时候，他们没有靠近到一米之内，就没问题。
Okay. So and this is what actually in some monasteries they do. Uh-huh. So as after everything has been offered on the table, then the chief monk tells the lay people, "No, you go."
Uh-huh.
They tell him to go. Don't come close.
Okay.
Till the monks finish, don't come close. They tell the lay people. So and then the bhikkhus eat, serve themselves, put in the bowl, and eat. And then don't give to another. So in the morning. Lunchtime, you can actually give to your friends some. But in the morning, bhikkhus do not share. So, this is what is done in monastery. They tell the lay people to go away. They don't put a board. They tell him verbally, don't come close. And tell him to keep distance. And so what? You wait till the bhikkhus finish the meal, after you can come.
然后他说在很多僧人这样做，就是说，比如吃早餐的时候嘛，吃早餐的时候，那比库在这玻璃边都介绍食物以后，就是他们都介绍食物以后呢，然后他就告诉那个供养食物，就是不要靠近比库，在这比库吃完之前不要靠近，啊，就跟比库吧，在跟比库保持距离。然后还有一点就是吃早饭的时候，就是比库之间也互相之间也不分享食物，在吃早餐的时候。
But in house dana, you can't do that. You can't tell the people, command the people, because it's not your house.
他说，但是如果是请你他们家吃饭的时候，你不能这么做。我要问一下，就是刚才那个，比如说那个分享食物的是一位客户，然后我接了食。 食物就是我放在杯子里，我拿一杯子，然后他搁我杯子里，然后马上我把这杯子还，我说这个供养给你，给同一个人其实，so
he's asking that so for example if one bhikkhu is offering another bhikkhu food like that, and this bhikkhu accepted this food this piece of food with a cup, and then immediately he give this cup. Back to that bhikkhu. Is that allowable?
It's
allowable, but the other bhikkhu will be shocked. What is this called? That? I don't know. It is allowable because first you accept it, you don't reject it. You make it your own. After you make your own, we can do. You can do whatever was like with that. But the other people find it weird. Because what is this? So.
Usually it's not done, I don't know.36，又到第二个，对你说。哎，就是他到了第二段这个这一段的这个意思啊，我们看一下，他这个意思好像就是说，如果他这个钵已经已经吃完了，手里也没东西了，这个时候呢，他想再去到其他，再去到其他地方吃，他拒绝了别人呢，那是可以构成没有已满足的这个条件。就是，但是这个看不懂，因为。
这个密藏里的那个故事，好像就是那个比库他吃完以后，他到其他地方吃了。为什么这好像？我可以这帮人，这帮你们，所以，嗯，OK，嗯，别说，OK，我。The door is closed.
嗯，开始。嗯，所以说，黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色黑色
So Abhiharati, can we first you can find no, Abhiharati. Later there's more explanation about Abhiharati, no? No? It's done there? Abhiharati, I think. Later there's more explanation.
Buddha Vinakatan, Alamita Sabban.
Let me see. Alamita Sabbang, let me see, where is Alamita Sabbang? Okay, it is not. It's okay, can I find the word Patikepo? Okay, let me find this.
Someone indent?
Yes, it is. No, it is not indent. It is not indent. Anatiritam.
Anatiritam?
Anatiritam, yes, let me see.
Anatiritam, okay.
Anatiritam, yeah. Okay, I understand the couple. Okay.
Apatika hindi.
Okay, let me see. Samana pasatika. Okay, okay. So still, up there.
Abhihar. Abhihi. Eko rasa abhiharati. Rasa abhiharati is soup.
Let me see. Abhiharati. Eko samaskam rastam abhiharati. No. So this explanation about abhiharati, maybe it, let me see. Abhiharati. Ah, oh, okay. Here. Abhiharati. No, yes. This is the correct one. Let me see. Okay. Evam nyamche asnate. Unyata idani yata apatiti apati yata apatiti asanam bhojanati. Okay. Asanam bhojanati. Asanam bhojanati. Okay. Asanam bhojanati. Let me see. Okay. Close now. Okay. Here. Sache panna nirapeko hoti. Yam patati su avasitam tanacha. Ajaharitu kamu, anyasava, datu kamu, anyatrava, kantva, bunjitu kamu, so pati kipam dhoti. Na pavariti. Okay, this is the sentence you want from sache to pavariti.
Nirapeko means he doesn't expect to eat any other meal.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now whatever is left over in the bowl.
Whatever is left over in the bowl. Or
Patta disu avasita. Avasita means...
No leftover.
Avasita is leftover.
Avasita is leftover.
Yes. Avasita remains. Whatever remains.
Okay, whatever
remains are in the bowl.
Uh-huh.
Tang not... Natche aja ajo haritu kama. He does not want to eat it.
Mm.
He wants to give it to somebody else.
Mm.
Or
he went to another place.
He wants to go somewhere else and eat. Right. Maybe it is.
但是你看那个绿藏里边那个比库，它是没有其他姿势在使用的。对，好像说如果是以期待期待这个作为因素的话，它这个没有这个东西，没有的是里面的没说什么意思。是不是跟那个改变姿势有关？对，他没有提到，但是他没有提的是不是站起来，但是只有一个去了他处，我可以认为是改变姿势，但是前面那个鱼肉
那个也没提到改变姿势。
对，没提。
What is the meaning here? Oh, they translate in Chinese? What is the meaning in Chinese?
Chinese meaning is not clear. That is why he is asking this question. So it says that if he does not expect to continue with eating this food, and there is no remaining food in the bowl, etc.
No remaining, they translate, the no remaining.
Yes, that's very strange, I don't know why.
And
if this monk does not want to swallow that food, or he wants to give up that food to others, or after he went to some other place, and again he desires to eat this food again, In that case, even if he rejected, he will not become Pavarita like that.
Because it said avasitana. Avasita means it is remains.
Remains. Okay.
If it does not remain inside the body, anything is what does other.
Okay. I 吃光了以后，然后他拒绝的三种原因，以这三种原因拒绝，然后就不成为足食。第一种原因就是他，
对，实际上如果你这种理解的话，就是他一开始问那个问题，比方说是上上上这堂那问题，上这堂就是说那个就是他在已经吃了一顿早饭，
他吃了一顿早饭，然后这是两顿饭是两码事儿嘛，就清空嘛，前顿早上清空。他说的是那个，就是说吃完了早饭立马再去吃另外的早饭，就是说过那个。
绿藏也固是吗？
对对，但我的问题，他这个拒绝是什么意思？就是他这个地方拒绝，你这样理解的话，拒绝就是说，因为如果这样理解的话，就是没有人管他任何事，只是拒绝自己剩余的饭，这个我觉得有点错。
他有人来供养。
I understood it again.
Okay.
So now, this is the thing now. Let's see. The bhikkhu puts his own food into the bowl. No? Now he starts eating. He swallows. He becomes uttari. Asana means asana panyayat. Okay, he eats. And then he expects to continue eating. Expects to continue eating. And that in that moment, another monk or another person B comes and offers. Okay, out of the five bhojanas. And he refuses. That is pavara. Because he expects to continue eating. Okay? He expects to continue eating. Alright, that is one case. Now, the second case is, so then now he asana panyai, he eats. And he thinks this is not tasty. He thinks, I don't want to eat this food. And then he doesn't expect. Now he's nirapeko. He doesn't want to eat this food.
His own food or this newly offered?
No, new own food. That is different. First scenario is finished.
Okay.
The same one now, the bhikkhu, from the beginning, he receives his food. This is the difference between apeko, sapeko, anapeko. The first, he expects to continue eating, and then somebody comes and offers, he rejects kavara. The second case is, he eats, he is involved, and then he thinks this is food is not tasty. So then he thinks, I don't want to eat it. And then after some time, somebody comes and offers, and he rejects the food. Then it's no power.
Because he already...
Yeah, he already gave up. He doesn't want to continue eating. He just rejects that food.
Okay.
So in that case, whatever is left over in the bowl, he doesn't want to swallow it. He wants to give it to somebody else. Because that food is not tasty. Or he wants to get up and go and eat somewhere else. So even if he rejects any other food,
It's not power. 但是他吃到这个点，他已经停了的原因，可能是觉得他已经吃，可能是他已经吃饱了，可能他觉得这饭不是好吃，我已经不想再吃了。这个地方说的不太好，就是他说的不想推荐那食，就是他可能就是这顿饭不好吃，不想再吃，或者已经吃饱了不想再吃了。然后呢，他可能觉得我他也可能这个人觉得我攒着我吃这些足够了，他想把这些那个剩下的东西，他不想再吃，他想给其他人。这是第二种情况，或者是呢，他想我在这个地方吃这些够了，我去别的地方还可以再吃一点，我这边吃这些够了。这是他说第三种情况，就是过去了，他出后想再食用。但不管怎么说呢，就是对于他这顿饭来讲，他当时已经产生了这个想法，他现在在玻璃里边已经有这顿饭，虽然玻璃里边还有剩饭，但是他出于这以上说的三种原因，他已经有这种想法，他不想再吃了。然后他有了这种想法之后呢？他有了这种想法之后呢，另外一个人过来给他供养食物，他又拒绝了。在这种情况下，他现在已经拒绝了，但是他不犯那个，他没有成为意满。
如果口中没有食欲是什么？
这是个误意，那个是正好相反，是有剩余。
哦，这个做错了。
对。
三条件是
不是三个条件，是三种可能原因，就是他为什么不想吃那个是剩余食物了。对，
就是说这样三种原因，就是别人在给他赞扬时候，他拒绝的时候是算已足食还是
未足食？未足食，因为他这顿饭已经完了，完了之后，这顿饭完了之后，然后是人又给他问，然后他拒绝了。
啊，就吃完了。
对。
哦，刚才是说在吃的过程中，
对
别人
对。
哦，他就是说， 那就是说他在拒绝了以后，然后他就他剩下锅里不管有没有食物，他不再吃了。
他没说的不再吃，就是说，就是他当时啊，就是他在那个人给他，那对当时给人主管说，他的想法是我这剩下食物我已经不想再吃了。
哦，
对。
那上面那个鱼肉的呢？
什么？
上面鱼肉的那汤呢？在哪块地方？
上面上面加进去的。
那这锅等于没有剩，肯定是有剩的，一盘菜菜。
那就是说，即使人家没有给他供养食物。他当时也已经不太吃了。
对，
哦，
对。
但是可不可以理解为当时是已经在进食的状态，所以拒绝不拒绝的都属于不满足第一条。
对，是的，他是这样的，你这理解是接近了。像上句还是那个问题，就是说那个他那个。你这个拒绝他们，你基本上是你说这个意思，就是说如果要满足称为拒绝。就是他必须正在吃，他正在吃。
和托钵之前供养他那个饼干的时候是一个性质，这时间不断比。
对，是这样。
哦，那个律藏里提到那些比库，他们就是吃着吃着，甭管吃完没吃完，他讲，哎，这顿饭太难吃了，我也留着肚子，然后待会儿去别人家再吃。所以说他还是留着期待，说我还接着吃，我这顿饭没吃完。所以这是有区别的，是吧？就是律藏里犯戒那些比库。
他说他没有期待继续吃，
就实际上那些比库是有期待的，那些比库想，哎呀，我这个饭没吃完，我吃个半饱就行了，我就换个地儿接着吃，
啊，
就跟长老解释这个不饭的情况是不吻合的，应该是这么理解。
嗯 ，OK，so in the story of the Vinayapitaka, in this precept, so those bhikkhus who went to Dayaka's house, they went to Dayaka's house, and they only took little, they only took little, and then they went to another Dayaka's house and eat. So he's asking that. So in that case, what is the perception in those bhikkhus' mind? When they rejected the Dayaka's offer, like that.
No, because actually now, the thing again, the difference is that now in the story. So let's see, the bhikkhus, as called. They have the food in the bowl, no?
Mm.
So then, and they want to finish the little they received. The little they received in the bowl, they want to finish it.
Oh.
While they're eating, the Brahmana comes and serves.
Oh.
And they don't know. And then they have to expect to finish that meal.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
What they have to receive, they want to finish. And they can the Brahmana something more, and they reject, and they continue eating. That is where actually now they have expectation to finish what is already inside the bowl. And when the Brahmana serves, it's Pavarta. He becomes Pavarta. If they get up from the seat to go to in somewhere else, then it's Pachiti, without making alignment number. Therefore, now, but what Kankavitaran tells. Yeah, that is a different scenario. With Nirapeko means the bhikkhu already eat something and it is not tasty, I don't like this food. So he puts aside, he thinks I will put aside, I'm finished. I don't want to eat this anymore. He wants to discontinue eating. And then the Brahmana comes and serves, and he tells no. So then he already made up his mind not to continue eating what is already inside the bowl. And the Brahmana comes and offers. Then he doesn't become Pavarana because he already given the idea to eat that food. So that is different.
Alright?
哦，
他不是拒绝，然后接着吃。但是这个一户多多是说这种情况呢，是他一开始吃了一小段时间，觉得真的不好受，我这点东西我不想再吃了。 不想再吃，他在有这种想法之后，怪怪的不想吃，他拒绝，这事不是不想。
哦，玻璃食物也就不能，玻璃食物就不能再吃了，是不是？那那个鱼肉的那个是，是，是啥？
你
两种都已食用，口中烟剂也食用，然后再，是不是意思是说我就把玻璃的东西都吃光了，然后嘴里也没有残渣了？
嗯。
然后在这种情况下，拒绝是没问题的，拒绝了以后我还可以再去拿。
嗯。嗯。Sorry.It is not Akapiamansa, it is?
Akapiamansa.
Oh, sorry. It is not Akapiamansa. Okay, okay, sorry. It is here. Dupi Kadanitani Honti, Mukisasa, Sasapa Matampi, Avasitan, it is such a thing as Nakapi. Another variety, this sentence. So he is asking that is.Does this in his mean the same as what you have explained to you just now? Because it seems like this, the same scenario. But it says that... sorry.
我不知道你能明白什么。
那其实我想问一下，这个就是，如果你说，你就想我现在已经吃掉了，不要再吃了，别人不能吃，我拒绝了。
啊。
不能吃那个早餐，他可以再继续拖多日子多，是这个意思吗？
你有那种想法之后，然后他过来问你，然后你拒绝了是吧？
嗯、
对，可以。不是那个，对你对是这样。
是为满足足食的哪一个条件，他可以进去
拖那么多？他没有满足那个什么第一个条件。
啊、
哦。对，就第一个条件。
但是他为啥不能吃继续吃早餐？
怎么说呢？因为你如果继续吃早餐的话，你的第一个条件不就已经满足了？
但是他的时间花那么久是在同一时刻，就是你拒绝了以后，他人走了以后，你继续吃。
我会帮你确认一下，所以那种情况下是，然后因为张说这样的情况就是说你当时已经想我吃饱了不想再吃了，然后你这不自相矛盾，然后那个后来你拒绝之后你就想哎我也想再吃了，是这个意思吗？
啊，意思说你最后来再吃是已经是落在他那个就是说过了跟你共识那个一个前提之下了。
对，
所以啊、
不是一开始是个前提，就是说前提是你已经不想再吃了，然后你的意思是后来你又改变想法，你又想再吃了，是这个意思吗？
嗯，对
啊，你就要讲完之后，就是说你后来改变想法了，对吧？
对
啊。
No, it is about
okay. Here is the
called then he is Finnish no he.There are two servings.
Fish and
finished two servings.
Yes, that means fish and meat.
And there is no leftover, nothing in his honor. That means he's finished meal.
Uh-huh.
So then if he refuses any other serving, he does not make pavara.
Mm.
OK。
这个情况就和你说和刚才这样非常相似。刚才那个情况，像那种是那个锅里边有剩余，但是心里面想我不再吃了。这个情况是我他已经把东西吃完，但是在那儿坐着。他已经把他玻璃中吃完，但是他在那儿坐着。然后那又一个人过来了，给他灌东西，他拒绝了。这个事不算隐瞒。
Because now you see in the bowl, for example, if you have, let me see, you have a bowl food, no?
Mm.
You eat, finish your bowl. Now you wash the bowl,
mm.
and then somebody wants to offer you. It's called, then it's no problem because you already finished it. You finish your meal.
这个情况就比方说您吃完了，我锅都已经洗好了，然后洗好锅过来做的时候，就让正好有客人过来灌了，是吧？这些人拒绝就不能算了。
So maybe you wash your bowl, you have to wash your mouth also, finish. And then somebody comes and offers you. No problem, because it's too late now, you have finished your meal. So even washing your mouth is also good. Okay, it's too late now for the other person to serve. Okay, now the time is past because we have to continue tomorrow, no?
Okay.
We will see.
那时间已经过了，今天我们讲到这个地方，因为明天还要继续。乌卡萨曼达，玛雅卡坦布尼亚萨米纳诺摩迪坦巴，萨米纳卡坦布尼亚玛雅达塔巴，
萨杜萨诺迪塔巴，
萨杜萨杜穆达米。O Kasada Ratina Katan Sabamachaya Kamatumi Bhante
Just now these days, while you learn this rule, you also try to practice a little bit. Practice.
A sif piku.
Try and see. If there are difficulties, you can discuss, no? That piku offered me, did you follow Pavarana? You try to practice, no?
No, I don't go to there.
Why?
Some Fandi, I was also coming.
No,
我正好嘴巴里最后一口往这嚼，
想不要了，
我能不能停下？等我吃好了，我拒绝他，那就不是已阻食。我如果在吃的时候我跟他拒绝他，就是已阻食了。
我看一下，
因为他正在时跟那个波空，
是
最后他解释的那个，他说波已经空了，拒绝了。
不是，他这个地方是一会儿都说的明白，要你口中连芥子质量也无剩余。就是粘在口中要吃完，
吃完，
对，
就我能不能说，先等会儿，我没拒绝，我说等会儿，嘴巴里吃好了拒绝他。
啊，那可以，那可以，因为你还是没有拒绝，只想等他，但他还是准备过来，对吧
？OK，
能吃，
就是午餐在那个
六教里面有个地方，那个他翻译的投食所及，应该翻译错了。
哪个地方投食所及？
就是
不叫
灵的那个蚕食的那个，解释蚕食了，非常
有剩余，然
后你可以看一下。
哦，对，应该有剩余手机。对，
这个应该是那个哈德巴斯，手机是吧？应该是
这不已经写了哈。
对，我因为我对起来了，
对，
确认一下。
对，那肯定不是。
OK。
我没什么事，真的是就叫我丈夫把他，丈夫把我带这个课程，没有什么问题。
中地址就在藏府旁边了。
中地址有，你住在家？你住在哪里？你住在哪
里？院子。
院子。
就是藏府旁边有个充电器，
它有线的，
插不进去。
哦，行。哦，就中间那个账户是吧？
那个上午当中。